This is where the industry insiders come to play. The download on the down low. Movers and shakers off the course and the pros inside the ropes. Welcome to Slice with Brian Bushlack. Presented by True Spec Golf. Save 50% on your custom club fitting experience with the promo code SLICE50. Visit TrueSpecGolf.com and click on Book Now.
And we depart the Big Island and head for the epicenter of American golf this year. And that's the beautiful state of Wisconsin. And with all due respect to my friends in Oregon, Bandon Dunes, my personal favorite, Pronghorn in the Bend area, Wisconsin has an impressive lineup of championship courses. They are all very different. Whistling Straits, Herb Kohler, and Pete Dye's sprawling man-made marvel on Lake Michigan. They're hosting the Ryder Cup this fall, and we will be there for that. You've got Erin Hills, where they barely moved any dirt in that Kettle Moraine region. We were there as well a couple years ago, U.S. Open host back in 2017. Mike Kaiser and his team working their magic in the sand dunes of central Wisconsin at Sand Valley and Mammoth Dunes. Looking forward to checking out those courses this summer. Haven't played Milwaukee Country Club, but I hear it is amazing, an old school gem. And that brings us to the sensational Century World layout named as host of the 2023 U.S. Senior Open, where, oh, by the way, they just so happen to be opening the beautiful new Inn at Century World this summer. And you have to hand it to Century Insurance. They are very focused on the business insurance market. They're not out selling property and casualty, not trying to be all things to all people. And the same goes for their approach to golf. Very focused. In fact, give Century Insurance credit for getting this whole Wisconsin golf thing started, because they opened Century World, designed by Robert Trent Jones Jr., way back in 1982. And as you're well aware, they are also working very closely with our friend Mark Rolfing, sponsoring the Tournament of Champions every January at Kapalua. And yes, we are looking forward to being there as well next year. With that, we welcome Century World GM Mike James and Inn at Century World GM Chad Bates to share this special place in central Wisconsin. Well, Mike, thanks for joining us and congratulations on the big news, Century World hosting the 2023 U.S. Senior Open. I know this is a huge honor for you and your team there, and maybe tell us how this all came together.
Yeah, thanks, Brian. This is a big one for Century World and central Wisconsin. You know, back in, I'll go to 2017, when we started really talking to the USGA and finalizing plans to host the Girls Junior Championship in 2019, we stayed focused on that championship from 2017 to 2019 to the conclusion of that championship. We didn't really look past it, although we were hopeful that something else would surface with the USGA. But shortly thereafter, within days, we knew that we did a good job for them, for that championship and for the USGA. And we knew that they were interested in continuing to talk about next level championships. We didn't know at the time what that was. But, you know, I think by how well we did, and this is what we heard from the USGA, that by how well we did and how well we organized for the girls junior, they felt obviously very comfortable with jumping to that major championship level, to this U.S. Senior Open. And it's hard to imagine that it's happening, but we're incredibly happy and honored and humbled that they did this for us and it allowed us to host this event.
Well, you've put the time and effort and put the financial resources behind this. I know the improvements to the greens and I mean, you guys have made a big commitment to this.
Well, I tell you, that kind of summarizes who we are. And through Century Insurance, obviously, financially secure company is able to do what needs to be done in order to conduct a championship or to run our business on a day-to-day basis. The mentality that we went into the girls junior was, we're going to make this the best girls junior championship that's ever been done. And we're going to commit the resources to do that. We're going to do that exact same thing when it comes to the senior open. That, by the way, is the exact same thing. It's the exact same way we approach the Inn. We're going to commit the resources to make it a fantastic venue, a fantastic experience. And that's exactly what we're doing. And it's kind of the modus operandi of how we operate here.
Yeah, no question about that. We'll talk about the Inn and what's ahead there. That's more exciting news in just a bit. But, you know, you talk about Century Insurance, the commitment that was made with the Century Tournament of Champions a few years back and the involvement. And it's not just a sponsorship. We'll talk more about that in a second. But you made a commitment to a community and to a very important tournament on the PGA Tour schedule. I know that's obviously completely separate from what we're talking about here with the USGA and the Senior Open. But you got to think they see that as well and think, okay, you know, we obviously know you're invested in golf with Century World and the Inn and everything you've done financially to improve the course and certainly the 2019 girls tournament. But that had to play into it, don't you think?
Yeah, I think the USGA recognized how serious we are about the game of golf. As you mentioned, the Century Tournament of Champions, it's a great event. It's on the PGA Tour stage. It's the best players playing at that, you know, only the winners, except for this last year due to COVID, but it's only the winners of the PGA Tour season. It's a high, high level golf tournament on the PGA Tour that Century sponsors. As you said, Century has Century World and is committed to growing the game of golf and using the game to better fulfill the community. That's always been a focus of Century World by Century is to give to the community that gives so much back to Century Insurance. You know, the USGA championships and the USGA, I mean, they are all about growing the game and using that to provide an opportunity for many people to enjoy the game and to play and spend time together. Century Insurance, that does a lot of business. We bring customers in from around the country, love to spend time with our clients to get to know them. So, you know, golf is such an integral part, or certainly has become an integral part of Century, certainly over the last several years, but it's always been a part of Century Insurance. And it's exciting to be a part of it. Being a golf professional myself, it's really exciting to see it all have come together through the game that I love.
No doubt about that. And you have Wisconsin native Ryder Cup captain Steve Stricker, right? A couple more years down the road, but this is right in his backyard. I mean, he's got the home course advantage, I guess, right?
You know, one of the most fantastic moments that I look forward to, I think it's going to be awesome to get to meet Steve Stricker. What a great guy. What a great professional, a great representative of the state of Wisconsin. And, I've never met him, but, you just hear so much about him. He's a Ryder Cup captain. He's accomplished so much. And yes, to have him play this championship in his home state. In fact, I've been told, I haven't quite doubted, that he won the state championship at Century World back in 84.
Wow.
So he has a history at Century World. And, just how cool would that be full circle to win a state high school championship and a major championship all in Wisconsin?
Yeah, come back 40, 50 years later and repeat, right? I mean, wow, that'd be pretty remarkable.
Yeah, well, and then, Jerry Kelly. Jerry Kelly, another great professional. And in 2018, at the Broadmoor, was in contention right down to the last day, down to the last nine holes, maybe down to the last hole, if I recall. Had a chance to win the U.S. Senior Open, and David Toms got him at the end there. But there's another player that, you know, represents the state so well. Great player, and can't wait to have him come to Century World and experience the course and play in this championship. And I think the crowds, I can only imagine how excited the crowds are going to be to see those guys out there competing at that level.
Wisconsin is the place to be for golf. And I know many of us are already planning our post-COVID trips to Wisconsin for this summer and fall. We've got the Ryder Cup coming to your great state. And I mean, what a beautiful setting it is for golf, isn't it?
Yeah, golf in Wisconsin, it's hard to believe, but you know, give you a quick stat. Golf Digest comes out with the top 100 courses every couple of years in the country. And there are two states that have 10 courses within the top 100, California being one, and who would have ever guessed Wisconsin being the second? And it's we've got top quality golf, no doubt. Century World, we're in the central Wisconsin area, and you know, Kohler and the Whistling Straits courses and all that, and Erin Hills off to the east. But you know, we're right smack dab in the center, kind of in between Minneapolis and Chicago. So we get a lot of folks driving right straight through us and stopping and playing us onto, you know, some of the other top courses. Yeah, we're blessed in Wisconsin to have this kind of level of golf.
Yeah, you alluded to Whistling Straits. Well-known Ryder Cup will be there in September, rescheduled Ryder Cup. Erin Hills, obviously on the map as well. We've got Mike Kaiser and everything he's done. Sand Valley and Mammoth Dunes, and what a phenomenal project that is. But all due credit must go to Century Insurance for opening Century World way before any of these other courses opened, right? I mean, you were really the first ones to put Wisconsin on the map.
Yeah, thanks for recognizing that. I mean, in 1982, Century Insurance opened Century World, our 18-hole championship-style golf course. Robert Trent Jones Jr. designed. We have restaurants and such. But yeah, in 1982, the golf course opened, and it was widely considered, undisputed, the first destination golf course in Wisconsin. And of course, several other destination courses have emerged since then, but yeah, we were the first.
It's interesting too, because I mean, knowing the insurance world as well as I do, I know that insurance companies invest in real estate. Typically that would be office buildings or, you know, things like that, but to do this close to home, right in your backyard. I mean, I think back, you know, what, almost 30 plus years now, how innovative that was at the time, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Century, you know, built the golf course for a variety of reasons. But one of them was to, as we bring our customers in from all over the country, Century is a very relationship-centric company and you know, likes to know, genuinely wants to know what our customers' needs are from a business standpoint, but then also, you know, wants to have a good time and get to know our customers personally. So, you know, the golf course is a great place for that business to happen, you know, in the morning, let's say, and then, you know, to go to the golf course and get to have a little fun, get to know each other a bit beyond that, talk a bit more of golf. And so that was really the primary reason, I'll call, for this golf course. And then we also, Century also used the course to attract some talented folks to come and work for Century. You know, Stevens Point is not necessarily Los Angeles, but it's a great place to live. And it's, you know, as long as, you know, you come to this community, you, you know, you appreciate the all that comes with a relative small town here in Wisconsin. And, you know, you have a great place to come and play golf and dine and play tennis and what have you. So we were able to attract some talent. We still use that, certainly to this day. And then, you know, Century has always been a thankful and very community-based, and you know, allowing the public in our community come and use the course and such. And just as a thank you for all the people that come and work from Century from the local area. So it was a forward thinking concept at the time, and we certainly use it to this day the same way.
Yeah, it's interesting the backstory there, and you know, you fast forward now to the present, and I know so many people across America and around the world have gotten to know the Century name the past few years with your generous sponsorship of the Tournament of Champions at Kapalua. Obviously, what a stage that is. And here's a insurance company from Wisconsin, obviously a national presence, sponsoring this premier tournament. And yet there's this, I kind of feel like, you know, knowing as many people as we do in Maui and talking to Mark Rolfing about this a few weeks back, it's almost like this small town kind of connection thing where, you know, you've plugged into that massive event, but you've also had a huge impact locally for all the people on Maui. Maybe talk about that.
Well, the Tournament of Champions certainly did help get our name and our brand out to the country, if not the world. Going back to our our customer-based, customer-centric focus, we invite customers to go out there and get to know them, and they bring their families and such. And, you know, it's just really a great opportunity to get to know and further build upon that relationship with our customers. You know, the Tournament of Champions from our brand, Mark Rolfing is a fantastic guy, and being a Mauian, he understands the impact that this tournament does not only to Maui, but also to Stevens Point and our company. So we're thrilled, and I'm speaking on behalf of Century, you know, we're thrilled that we have this championship, that we're able to get our brand out to the country, where we're able to have a good time and get to know our customers better. It's just a win-win-win all the way around, and we're very thankful for that relationship.
Yeah, you've certainly made the most of it, and we'll bring Chad in to talk about the boutique hotel here in just a bit. But, you know, we look at really the past, I said 30 years, almost going on 40 years now since Century World, since the golf course opened, hard to believe. I know renovation there a few years back, and that course has really stood the test of time, hasn't it? I mean, there's been so many innovations in golf equipment-wise, but that course at Century World it's stood the test of time, hasn't it?
It has, and that's a testament to Robert Trent Jones Jr. The design that he came up with in 1982 stood the test of time, and had always been ranked, statewide as one of the top courses, and nationally it would make several lists. When the renovation took place in 2012 through 2014, no rock was left unturned. Every detail of that golf course was stripped down to its core. What do we need to do here to keep it relevant, to keep it at a championship level? It was a complete undertaking. And since we opened, I'll say that, you know, we love the Parkland style golf course. We embrace it. And with that, our calling card has become the course conditioning. So when you come to our golf course, our customers experience the absolute best conditions that you're going to find. And I'm confident saying that without being, sounding arrogant. It is a very high quality golf course, mm-hmm. and prepared on a daily basis for our guests. And since 2019, after 2019, we hosted the U.S. Girls Junior Championship in 2019. We doubled down on it, on the course, if you will. We added a drip irrigation system, which for those of you not familiar, it's irrigation around all the bunker edges so that we can keep the edges dry or keep moist and have grass growing without, it gets dry and it starts to disintegrate, if you will, This drip irrigation system keeps our bunker edges defined and healthy. The other thing we did is we added a sub-air system to all of our greens, including our practice greens. So from a technology standpoint, you know, we've invested into this golf course to keep it at an absolute premium.
Yeah, the sub-air, talk about that. That is a huge investment to do that. And I mean, what an impact that's had, right?
Yeah, we did this in the spring of 2020. This was before we knew we were going to really close the golf course for the season, but we wanted to do this, these projects. And the sub-air system is it's a mechanism where each green has this sub-air system, and if you get a intense rainfall, as you know, we're prone to anywhere in the country, but certainly Wisconsin. What the sub-air system is, it's tied to our drainage within each green. And so basically it's like a vacuum where you turn it on and it sucks all the moisture from the green and gets it out into the drainage and away from the green, which is, you know, arguably the most important component of a golf course. So we're able to do that with a flick of a switch, sucks all that moisture off the surface of the green, firms the greens back up. You've got a good putting experience for golfers at a very quick pace after a heavy rain. The other thing, Brian, that it does is you can actually reverse it. So if it's a real hot and humid time period, as we get as well in the Midwest, in the evenings, we can reverse the flow and draw cool air in down into the greens and cool off the grass, the turf, and that again keeps, you know, everything maintained and allows us to provide a great playing surface during the seasons for sure. And it's just not many courses have that capability. There are courses that have them. We installed them, as I said, on all 18 greens. You know, sometimes courses will only apply them on greens that have a hard time draining. Mm-hmm. We just decided, let's go ahead and do it on all 18, and that's just what we did.
Breakfast balls are served all day long. We got you covered. Thanks for downloading Slice with Brian Bushlack, presented by True Spec Golf. Our loyal listeners get 50% off their custom club fitting experience with the promo code SLICE50. Visit TrueSpecGolf.com and click on Book Now.
Now, the signature hole is number 16. It's known as the flower hole, but I mean, you've got flowers sprinkled all throughout the course, but it certainly helps to have that signature hole. I mean, people see that, and there's no other hole in golf, and that's saying a lot because there are so many spectacular par threes all around the world, but this is one that you see it, you immediately know where you're at, right?
Yeah, you know, the flower hole is our signature hole. During the Girls Junior Championship, I'll refer to that. You know, it was covered on Fox Sports 1, and I remember the commentator saying multiple times, this is the most beautiful, arguably the most beautiful golf hole that you're ever going to see. His words. It is a stunning hole as players are, you know, making their way around Century World. You know, they certainly are looking forward to getting to that tee box. It is, you know, we plant somewhere around 35,000 flowers around that green each year. They're designed, meticulously designed. We have a company that does it. You know, we select the coloration and how things are situated. It goes not only through my desk, but it goes to our chairman's desk of Century Insurance. And we review the plans, and then they grow the plants. This company that we work with, then they plant them in the spring and the Memorial Day weekend. And then they maintain them throughout the year. And if any plants are, you know, don't, you know, aren't looking very good, they'll switch them out. But it is a stunning view when you step onto the tee, and it's a lot of fun to play. We get a lot of selfies, as you can imagine, and posts for people who play that hole.
Yeah, no question. Well, and the thing too, I mean, that is a signature hole, but I mean, we talk about the course earlier about how it stood the test of time. And I look at number five right along the lake there. And, you know, that's a hole that is a big challenge. It's a picturesque hole. But, you know, it's a tough one, too, right?
Well, you know, it's funny. You know, people typically associate Century Road with the flower hole. You know, we brand ourselves through that. But I'm glad you brought up the fifth hole. It happens to be my favorite hole.
Okay.
There are several great holes as you're leading up to, and the finishing hole is really good, 18. But the fifth hole, we call that the Cape Hole. So it wraps around this lake. It's almost like if you're playing, there's a par five at Bay Hill that you can kind of take off. You can bite off as much as you want to chew. But the risk, if you bite off, you know, becomes much greater. And of course, we have a safer way to play the hole. But it, you know, you're biting off as much as you want over across that cape. It's a par five. It's reachable. But that second shot is all over water. And, you know, you've got to hit a quality second shot or, you know, you're going to make a big number. There's also a big tree that's strategically located about 100 yards out from the green. So as you're going for that second, that green and two, you've got to navigate that big tree. Otherwise, you can play out to the right, play it as a three shot par five. You know, but anyway, it's a fun hole. That's one of my, it is my favorite, but sometimes Century Road, I think, doesn't, you know, people don't realize how good the holes are surrounding around the flower hole, which is a great par three, by the way.
How do you get any work done having this golf course right out your right out your back door?
Yeah, that's what you know, my friends and colleagues are, you know, oh man, must be nice to just go out there and go out and play golf all the time. Yeah.
No comment, right?
No comment. Yeah, this is we're busy. We're busy operating, and but it is nice. It's good to even take a little walk out there and see that flower hole.
Well, we'll bring Chad in to talk about the boutique hotel here in a second. I want to ask you about it though first. Why'd you decide to do this? I mean, you didn't have to. I mean, you know, there's some nice lodging in the area, but it sounds like you're ready to take it to another level.
Yeah, you know, when it comes to the building of the boutique, the inn, it made sense in many ways for us. One, I already talked about Century's kind of mission to building relationships. We can have them come, our customers come and stay with us. And, you know, meet, play, dine, get to know each other. And we can take control of that experience from start to finish, from arrival to departure. That's a very important reason why this inn is being built. We have a great destination golf base that we can now obviously bring our golfers in, experience the inn, and not have to get in their car and drive to a local hotel. The same for our destination weddings. Brian, we do a lot of destination weddings at Century World. They come from Chicago and Minneapolis and Milwaukee and Madison and such. And now we can do the same for them, provide that entire experience. We also get a lot of corporate retreat requests. We're right smack dab in the middle of Wisconsin. And that is a great opportunity for, you know, people to travel from all different directions to come in this central site. Very important to us, the corporate retreats. I mentioned the community. You know, the community can use this inn as they have people coming in for Thanksgiving and what have you and different things. So it's open to the community. It's open to the public. So for a variety of reasons, the inn at Central makes sense for us.
Yeah, well, we're excited for this to open. Chad, I want to bring you in. And before we talk about the inn itself, I know this is a great story for you and the opportunity here to run the show. Tell us your backstory and how this all came together for you.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Brian. It's kind of interesting, right? I grew up, 15, 20 miles just south of Stevens Point in Wisconsin Rapids. Actually, played a number of rounds of golf on Century Worlds. Played in tennis tournaments, took tennis six and tennis lessons. I had a few relatives get married at Century World. I have been, had an uncle who worked for Century Insurance for 38 or 39 years, retired 4 or 5 years ago.
Wow.
We took, you know, kind of, it was a special treat to come to dinner. It was called The Restaurant at the time, which is now Muse. And then, you know, believe it or not, in 2018, I was here for a wedding and over the 4th of July holiday, and stopped to our last stop before we headed to Central Wisconsin Airport in Mosinee, just up the road. We went to PJ's for lunch and met some family there. And I think there's a table of, I think, 11 or 12 of us. And that was the, you know, kind of the last stop before I flew back to California. And I had said, you know, to my wife on the way back, and I'm like, I'm surprised, you know, that they don't have a hotel here. It just makes sense with all the, you know, with all the golf, with all the weddings, and obviously the insurance company being there as well. I'm surprised. Well, lo and behold, Brian, 2 years later, let's call it, I don't know, you know, mid-July-ish or so, I saw the opportunity kind of literally kind of came across my desk on my through my phone. And yes, October, mid-October is when I landed back here in Central Wisconsin from California. And I could not be happier. Worked with a handful of companies, all 4 or 5 diamond products from Ritz-Carlton is where I started my career some 20 years ago or so in Amelia Island, Florida. Into Boston, New Orleans, a couple independent properties along the way. One of note is Pontevedra Inn and Club, which is right next to Sawgrass, right there at the TPC.
Yeah.
And then, you know, kind of made my way to the Four Seasons Hotel Company, Palm Beach, Florida, Miami, with Doral, Blue Monster, right, and so forth. And then off to California, I went. Had a couple opportunities there at some beautiful, gorgeous on the beach, literally right on the water. Earplugs in your room because the waves would break too loud. that close. And you know what though, like to be back, Central Wisconsin, the Midwest. You know, my wife was born and raised and lived in California, Southern California, her whole life is. Every time she'd come and visit, she goes, wouldn't it be nice to raise a family in the Midwest? And I'm like, yes, absolutely. You know, there needs to be the right opportunity. And it'd be great to get back to family and friends and so forth that are, you know, local or at least driving distance away. And so we pulled in, you know, October 20th or so, and just so excited to be here and to be part of this beautiful, beautiful project of the inn.
Well, welcome home. I don't think you could have scripted this any better, right?
You know what? You're right. I don't think I could have. I'm very lucky. Very, very lucky.
Well, let's talk about the inn now. And, sure. You know, there's a lot of different ways you could go with this. I know you've got some very high-end experience, but it sounds to me like this project and this inn will mirror what Century stands for, what the course has stood for. It will fit in. It won't be over the top, but it will be very comfortable and I don't want to say luxurious, but yeah. It'll really take care of people. But it doesn't need to be over the top, does it?
You're right. And you know, luxurious, you know, fine. But I like the word comfortable, and I'm going to piggyback on a little bit what Mike was saying in relationships. That's what. In my opinion, and this is what we're going to allow our guests to experience, is we're going to build relationships with our guests. You know, I look at the experience standpoint from a guest, and you kind of, if you encompass your 5 senses, you know, you walk out of your car, or you drive in, car door opens. You're going to smell kind of the fresh landscape. I will see the beautiful, beautiful architecture of the building. You're going to hear, you know, good morning or good afternoon or good evening or welcome back, you know, Brian, welcome home, you know, Mr. James. And, you know, as you walk into the inn, you're going to as well smell coffee, the baked goods. We're going to have a cafe and a baker that's going to have some nice fresh from pastries to cookies to breads to even chocolates at Turndown. You're going to, you know, enter your guest room and again, you're going to feel the comfortable, cozy bed linens, the towels, the bathrobes, just the freshness of the product that that we're gonna have and that we've created for this guest experience. We want them to feel as if they're walking right into their own home. We want them to feel that comfortable. And again, you know, piggybacking on the relationships, it's our goal to build that personalized service. You know, it's not necessarily a rocket science, you know, what we do. We want to learn names. We want to understand and learn faces. Kind of a little key, a little, you know, hint there is if we have some, I'm going to say VIPs or some clients with Century World across the street, or we have wedding guests coming in, a bride and groom, we want to find, you know, kind of an updated photo so we can have that and a little bit of a cheat sheet, if you will, behind the scenes. So when we see them for the first time, we're able to address them and whether it be congratulate them on their wedding weekend or, you know, welcome, you know, Mr. Smith, you know, here and make sure he's comfortable for his meetings. You know, whether it be the, you know, again, the Smith party going and playing golf for the weekend. But we want to establish those relationships and build that repeat guest.
Yeah, well, I can guarantee you that based on the description you just gave, people are multitasking as they listen to the podcast. They're already Googling Century World, in at Century World. we'll talk about reservations in a second, but it just sounds amazing. And, you know, I'll say this, and you know this because you've been in the business, but it's, you know, these destinations are spectacular. The actual properties are spectacular, and this one will be as well. But what you have going for you here is people, right? I mean, you've got the people, and people are the fabric of, you know, Wisconsin. That's what I love about Wisconsin is it's beautiful, but everybody is so darn nice, and it's fun, and it just, I mean, just a great culture there, isn't it?
It absolutely is, and again, my wife being from Southern California and kind of the larger cities and so forth. And when we were here, we were basically really moving in, and you kind of go for a walk around the neighborhood just to kind of check things out or literally drive through, everybody waves, everybody smiles. And they, you know, they want to know, yes, who's the Bates family coming into town and who are the new people, but it is just genuine. It kind of makes, in my opinion, Midwest hospitality makes it easy because, you know, it is a simple wave or just a nod, a little, you know, recognition from your neighbor. And we're going to carry those traits, those qualities into, you know, right into the service that we provide. I've always said, you know, from the beginning, if you have a natural ability to smile and if you can care, you're going to be in the right place working at the Inn at Century World.
No question. Now, are you guys doing a restaurant in there as well?
Absolutely. We'll have a library cafe. And what this, to kind of explain the cafe, it's a grab and go, if you will. Well, they'll be prepackaged and the grab and go items. If someone wants to, let's say, kind of come down to the room before their meeting and grab a fruit cup or grab a coffee, you know, grab a sandwich. We'll have those items for you. We'll have, you know, like I said, a baker and a grill and a cook staff, if you will, in the back. We have a kitchen back there. You can throw an omelet together for you, or, you know, if there's anything special that you want made up. Absolutely. We'll have that. And then right adjacent too, you know, to that, to add to the cafe is the library bar. So a nice, casual, whether it be a meeting, you know, meeting place, an after dinner drink or a pre-dinner drink or before golf or after golf. Someone just wants to kind of come in and relax a little bit. You know, the views that we're going to have in these sitting areas, these gathering spaces that we call throughout the inn, are absolutely, absolutely stunning. You know, kind of obviously we'll call it a three season, you know, patio. Obviously now is not the time you necessarily want to be sitting outside in the patio area, but gorgeous, gorgeous views of the 18th hole. You kind of see people hit up maybe from their drive, and then from their drive hitting on up to the 18th green, and just to make it, you know, again, comfortable with some fire pits, sit back, have a coffee, have a juice, have a beer, martini, whatever your preference is. But, you know, read a book just to kind of get away. If you want to cover up and tuck in a blanket and just watch and kind of be one with nature, if you will. We touch all those different areas, Brian.
I kind of drifted off there.
sure.
I'm visualizing myself in all of these scenarios. You just painted this beautiful mental picture for me. So thank you for that. I'm looking forward to it. So the big question is, I mean, here we are. Timing is excellent, right? We're coming out of COVID, heading into normalcy or new normal, whatever that may be. When do you plan to be open?
We're shooting for, you know, the summer, and we intend to be open this summer. There's not a hard date set into place yet, all plans, and I mean, we're hiring, Brian. We're building the staff, so we're ready to go. Construction is on point, and we're shooting for summer of this year to open up and be ready.
Well, gentlemen, we are anxiously anticipating this and look forward to seeing you this summer and fall. And congratulations on your homecoming there, Chad. And
thank you.
Both of you, appreciate your time and look forward to seeing you later on this year.
Brian, appreciate it. Thanks so much for having us on.
Thanks for your time, Brian.
Well, great getting the inside scoop from Century World GM Mike James and in at Century World GM Chad Bates. How cool is that for Chad to return home and run what will only add to what's already a very beautiful setting in central Wisconsin. Looking forward to checking it out as well. Late summer, early fall, and you can too. As we post this podcast here in mid-April, they are still getting ready to fire up the reservation site, but you can certainly check it out by simply Googling in at Century World. And speaking of beautiful accommodations, we'll head back to the Big Island next time to catch up with Brady Riggs and test drive the Golf Halle at Huala Lai. Next time on Slice.
Thanks for downloading Slice, a presentation of Feedback Media. Copyright 2021. All rights reserved. Full disclosure, our legal department doesn't allow mulligans.